You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Known to get drunk on berries, fall out of trees, and hang around humans, kereru have become something of a New Zealand icon. They are also the only bird left in New Zealand that can distribute large seeds, and their disappearance would be a disaster to our native forests. Starting this Friday, anybody in the country can participate in an initiative called the Great Kereru Count, the largest citizen science project in New Zealand. To find out more, Rachel talked to Victoria University Biological Sciences lecturer Stephen Hartley about the kereru and the possible future of citizen engagement in conservation efforts. She began by asking what is so important about the Great Kereru Count.
The Great Kereru Count is a citizen science project, and this will be the sixth year of it, and it collects data on the distribution and abundance of kereru, which are a very important bird for the regeneration of our forests and a good general indicator of the health of our forests.
So apparently this is New Zealand's biggest citizen science project. Why do you think there's been such a massive response?
I think there's two factors, really. Firstly, people just love kereru. They're such a charismatic bird. They're very easy to recognise. They're very distinctive. They don't seem particularly scared of humans. And it's a very easy project to take part in. If you see a kereru, you can just go on to an online site or use an app, and just, if you've got a smartphone, it'll already record where you are and when, and you just record the fact you saw a kereru. So it's very easy to participate in, and everybody loves kereru.
Will citizen science projects be the future of science? Do you think people are becoming increasingly more engaged due to heightening fears about the environment?
I think you're right. There's a real sea change in society's sort of awareness to environmental issues, and taking part in science projects is one way to take some positive action to contribute to solutions. And there's so many different areas where information is needed and solutions are needed. So I think citizen science will play a role in enabling everyone to have a part and to collect data of the sort like this, where a scientist couldn't go out and be in 10,000 different places at once, but we get records from sort of 10,000 different places over the course of the project. And so really it means everyone can contribute to the collection of the data, and then everyone can see the results of it.
Do you see any similar conservation projects happening in New Zealand's future? And do you think this is where the future of conservation in New Zealand's head of kind of a collective effort?
I think conservation needs effort at lots of different levels, so there could be sort of on-the-ground work of pest control, planting, weeding, fencing projects, habitat restoration. This sort of project enables us to kind of see if those projects are making a difference to the biodiversity that we want to benefit from those projects. So, yeah, some of those projects you might not call citizen science, they're just citizen action. This is a project that can detect the differences that are being made. So in areas where there has been good sort of history of pest control, we tend to see kereru numbers increasing, and where there hasn't been that control of predators, then they tend to decrease.
So how can our listeners partake in this project, and why is it so important that they do?
As I said, it's really easy to take part in. You can, when you see a kereru, you can then at a later date log into the website Great Kereru Count and say where you were, where and when. Or if you download the app, you can have that with you on the go, and then you just click a button that essentially says it records your location and time, and you can add extra information like how many you've seen, what the bird was doing, whether it was feeding, what sort of tree it was feeding on. The information can be quite rich, but at the very heart of it, the basic bit is just where and when and how many. And sorry, what was the other part of your question?
I think that was it. That was the question.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the project?
Just to thank all the people who have been taking part for the last 5 years. And, we're getting some really positive results. It seems that particularly in some of the cities, the number of kereru are increasing, and I would put that down to sustained pest control. And so it's great that people are starting and noticing kereru and becoming more aware of their surroundings. On the downside, in the places where it's a bit harder to get to, in the heart of a forest, where there's there isn't predator control, then the numbers, other surveys suggest the numbers are declining.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.